the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store. We're back on Rob Burns' Moondog Show. And it's the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz, sponsored by the Blueberry Store time. And we're going to be talking about planting blueberry bushes. And here in the studio with me, I've got Tree Hartman, Shelly Hartman, and Hillary Fisher. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, okay. It is kind of that time, Shelly. So what's up with planting blueberry bushes?
Well, it's spring and it's kind of getting warm. And this is a good time to start looking around your yard, your landscaping, and see if you have a spot that you might want to plant some high bush blueberries in. You know, not only can you grow fruit from them, but they're absolutely beautiful. The foliage is beautiful. The flowers are beautiful. In the fall, they turn a beautiful red. So they are dual purpose.
Dual purpose.
Dual purpose.
Not only beauty are they tasty, but they're, well, they're, let's say they're good for the environment, too.
Absolutely.
So that's three purposes. So, all right. So, like I said, it is that time of year. And tell me what you want to tell us about planting a blueberry bush.
Well, that's why, you know, this is very technical. And I've called in, you know, one of the professionals.
Oh, yeah.
Tree. And so I thought what we would do is kind of just walk through, you know, what it's going to look like, how you're going to do it, where you're going to locate, where you're going to plant the bushes.
Okay. So, yeah, location is certainly a good thing. Let's start with that, and let's tell us about finding that perfect location and then getting the soil ready, because you don't just say, here's a location, dig a hole and throw a blueberry bush in there, right?
That's right. They love sun, full sun, just like open field. So find a location like that, not around a tree. Then you have to kind of deal with your soil at that point. So,
dealing with the soil, do you try to make it an organic soil, or
yes,
do you use? Okay, so take us through. One of the ways that I used to make organic soil was you would take a box, cardboard, put it on the ground, cover it with wood chips, and then keep it wet for a couple weeks. After a couple weeks, all the worms come in, which we always consider to be liquid gold. I don't know if that's the kind of process you do, but you really do have to get the soil ready for it. So what do you do for blueberry bushes?
Well, that's more of an organic way. And even usually what people do is they just buy Canadian peat moss, not Michigan peat, but peat moss.
What's the difference?
The fibers in it. Michigan peat is kind of like a black dirt.
Okay.
And Canadian peat has some structure to it. It's fibrous. It's very old, so it's kind of compacted and pressed. But it's one of the problems using it is, believe it or not, is like a sponge. It is dry.
Mm-hmm.
When it's dry, it's dry. But when it's wet, it soaks it right up, the water.
Right.
So you try to incorporate water with the soil. So anyway, you dig your hole.
How far down are we digging?
Well, it depends on your root ball. You know, if you bought a 2-gallon pot, you would need that depth plus probably 6 more inches. And then you lay some peat moss down on the bottom, make sure it's wet. What we used to do to help with that is get a wheelbarrow, put the peat moss in the wheelbarrow, and then put a water hose in it and just let it sit there. Don't overload it. You don't want it, like, wringing wet, but you want it moist.
Right. So really, you're not doing any soil preparation as far as making sure that the ground is clear and you're dropping peat moss into the hole that's big enough for your root ball. We'll just assume that most people know how big of a hole you'll need for your root ball when you look at it.
Yeah.
And let's just, we'll go past that. So then you cover it up and what? Just let it go? Or how much water does it need over time? Because, you know, as plants grow, they need more water during different times of the year. You know, what do you do once you got it in the ground and covered and more peat moss on the top?
I want to go back because there are a couple of things that you're going to want to look at in your landscape where you're going to want to plant them. It's just not like, oh, they look great there. You got to pick an area. And then once you pick that area, if you want to even take it a next step further, you can get a soil sample and you could work with your county extension office and get your soil sampled and an analysis.
Yeah.
So you'll know what kind of soil you're planting in.
Well, what do they prefer, acidic soil?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4.5 to 5.5.
Can you do some of that with coffee grounds?
Well, probably so. I don't know.
I know that for like, of course, peonies, a lot of people, they need acidic soil. And a lot of people use, I've heard them using coffee grounds to change the soil. So, okay. Well, it's okay. So acidic soil, what if you don't have enough acid in your soil when you get it tested?
Then you're going to put some soil amendments in there when you're making up your mixture and you've dug your hole and you've, you know, and the nice part about it is the extension office, you got Allegan locally, you got Van Buren, you can call them up. They have a blueberry specialist that will also walk you through a lot of this and get a lot more technical and be able to, you know, walk you through if you want to know every detail about it. We're just kind of talking about the highlights of it. And I think that, you know, depending if you're going to plant one or two bushes, you can do a lot of those home things, those coffee grounds or whatever it is that you want to do. But if you're going to plant more than maybe, say, 2 to 5, you're going to want to maybe, that's an investment because they're not inexpensive plants. So you're going to want to make sure that you're going to put them in good soil, give them a good start, and then you're going to want to make sure you follow through in all the necessary things that you'll have to do. And so treat, you know, we talked about the root ball, which is really the most important part, but also, a lot of people don't look at that because it's under the soil. Mm-hmm. And they just look at, oh, this bush looks good.
It's but, nice and tall or whatever. It's growing. Yeah. But the root ball on a blueberry bush is considered fibrous. There's no tap roots. There's no big, thick root that would go searching for fertilizer, you know, to be fed or water. So you have to give it to it. Yeah. You know, if it doesn't rain for a while, you have to water.
Now, when you pick up these plants, because you're not putting them in as seeds, I'm sure you can start as seeds.
Well, they won't come true to the name of the variety.
Okay. That's really? Yeah. Okay. That's very interesting.
So cuttings would. But
So you're going to be, but most of what you're going to be planting are going to be clones, correct?
They're going to come from a cutting.
They come from a cutting, which is a clone, is it not?
It's the same as a mom, yeah.
Okay.
A
mom. Yeah, all right.
A mom.
That's what we call it, the mother.
Maybe different terminologies for the things you grow and the things that I grow, I guess. Okay, so now that we have that, you know, why is it preferred to come from a cutting rather than from a seed? Explain that just a little bit, because that's pretty cool.
Because it won't come true to the mother plant.
And is that only because of how it gets fertilized?
Nope. It's the genetics of it.
Really? You put it in the ground, the genetics change?
No, they'll grow blueberries. It'll be a blueberry.
But if you put a Jersey seed in, it might not come up a Jersey bush.
Correct.
Now, that's just crazy to me. Wow, why is that?
Well, it's kind of like children. You can plant the seed, but how they turn out, you know.
Well, yeah, but the genetics don't change.
Many fruit trees are that way.
So it is the environment that what changes it.
No. It's the genetics of the seed.
And like she said, there's a lot of fruit that is like
there's
that.
There's 100 seeds. There are 50 to 100 seeds per berry. So we would have tons of fruit, different varieties, right. So that's why the universities and different nurserymen, they go researching and they get these special varieties.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why they're variety. Otherwise, it'd just be a blueberry.
Well, and like you could even
see that. I'm going to have to cut you off here because we have to take a break because this is a radio show. But okay. Who would have known planting a blueberry bush could be so enthralling? But when we come back, we'll have the blueberry chicks with the blueberry buzz by the Blueberry Store and Rob Bird's Boondock Show.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com, TrussinBirdBand.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show with the Blueberry Chicks, with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. We're talking about planting bushes blueberry bushes right now, which is a pretty cool conversation, which, yeah, I was like, wow, how do we make blueberry bush planting interesting? And so far it is. So, but we talked a little about it in the last segment about cuttings and why that's such an important thing to take a cutting or a clone, how some many people hear it. It's just basically growing the same bush from a piece that you take from a other bush, right?
Yes,
that's okay. Right.
So we have our cuttings, and you know, how much time does it take for a cutting to get to where it's ready to be put in the ground?
Well, first you got to cut the whips.
All right. Well, I guess explain cutting the whips.
The whip. So you know, you're gonna cut in.
What's a whip?
What's a
blueberry whip?
All right.
Okay, you're gonna go out in the field. You're gonna get the variety. Say that you're gonna want a blue crop. You're gonna go to a blue crop field, and you're going to get a long stick or a whip, and then you're going to bundle them up, and you're going to cut them, and you're going to bundle them all up with a rubber band on the bottom, and sometimes in the middle.
So you have a handful of these whips, which are just straight branches.
And then from there, you're going to wait till the weather gets a little bit nicer, then you're going to bring them out, and then you're going to cut them about...
Because you're putting them in a refrigerator. After you cut the whips, you put them in a refrigerator to give them the chilling hours that that mother plant needs.
Okay.
And it's about 400 to 600 chilling hours per year. So to get the chilling hours, because you've cut that branch off of that mother plant, is kind of like dead. So you put it in a refrigerator until the chilling hours are done. Then you go out and, as a nurseryman, you'd start planting them in beds.
You cut them in probably three-inch cuts, and that whip.
All you're the gonna, same size?
And then you got your bundles, and then you're going to stick them.
You stick them in the ground?
Yeah, in the greenhouse and the peat moss.
They have to go in the moss because they start
in a greenhouse.
They start making roots, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It's like, wow, I said, this was a wonder plant. If you could just go out there and take a stick and shove it in the ground, it'll start
Well,
making.
And it is kind of really amazing to just... We've planted plenty of those cuttings, that's for sure.
Well, how long does it take to get till it starts growing roots then?
6 weeks, it starts callusing, and then that callus starts promoting a root. And then from that, it's real sensitive because it's real small, real young. And then the leaves start. Well, really, the leaves start before the root will.
Really?
Yeah, it starts sprouting that. The callus will be there on the bottom, but... There won't be any roots for a while.
And you
got to
keep them wet.
Yes.
How many new bushes do you plant a year out there, Shelley?
Well, our fields are pretty well established, so we're probably doing a lot of replanting. So we don't grow commercially anymore. We just grow to replant the varieties that we already have to make sure that, you know, all of our acres are true acres. So we're probably doing, I'd say, maybe 15,000 to 25,000 plants. A year.
Replants a year.
Replants.
Well, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Because we're growing them ourselves from our own cuttings, and then we're sticking them and we're planting them when they get to be matured that they can survive in the ground. Because they can't survive in the ground till after they've fully matured in the greenhouse.
Okay.
Then you're going to put them in a pot.
So being the owner of others, have you actually done all these things over the years?
I have. I absolutely have. And it's probably one of my least favorite jobs.
Sure.
Just because it's hot in the greenhouse and you have to, you know, the way we do it is you're on a board and you got to stick them, stick. They're about, 2 inches apart?
You're laying on a board.
Yeah.
You're laying on a board while you're sticking them.
Because the beds are so low to the ground.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like such a fun job.
And it's hot. It's really hot and humid in there, you know.
Anybody ever get in trouble for laying down on the job? No.
The only good part is, as kids, we got paid piece rate.
Yeah, so, well, that is a good part about it.
We
yeah.
made some money.
All right, I'm not, what? You're right over my head. What do you mean? As kids, you paid piece rate.
Yeah.
Sticking cuttings.
One you get stuck, you get paid so much.
Instead of by the hour.
Okay, all right.
So we could make some.
So you can really, if you work hard, you can really make some money.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that kind of goes the same way for pickers, because they come in and they weigh everything they make. Harder they work, the more they bring in, the more they get paid.
That's right.
Okay.
So now this is kind of, we're going backwards, but let's go forward.
Okay.
So after they come out of the greenhouse, then they're going to go into a pot.
Okay.
You know, the little...
A growing pot container.
They're like a quart size, or are they a little bigger? Gallon
they're
size?
Bigger, yeah, gallon.
They're bigger,
okay.
Gallon size. And then you're going to overwinter them, and, you know, keep them with their nutrients and keep them watered and put them in a bed.
I think I know what overwinter means, but what does that mean?
You're just going to make sure that they have their nutrients, and you're going to make sure that, you know, they're... You don't want them, like, right out in the middle of a field. You're going to want to protect them a little bit so they don't get wind-whipped and that, you know, they're it's tender wood.
Right.
So you're going to want to make sure that you help put them in an environment that's outside but yet not out in the middle of nowhere.
So the term that sometimes they use for what I do is that they call it hardening. Do they kind of the same thing? You harden them to the sun, you harden them to the wind and the rain and, you know, all the different climates.
The elements.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. And then... About that time, then the decision is made if you're going to, you know, let them to become a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, whatever, plant before you actually put them in the ground.
Okay. How long does it take for a blueberry bush to yield fruit?
Well, usually in the second or third year a little bit, but it will not get to full maturity, usually around the seventh year, sixth or seventh year, depending on, of course, the variety.
I mean, that's quite an investment to each bush, you know, to wait 7 years before it can really be fruitful, pardon the pun.
That's right. That's why, you know, when we're talking about the home gardener or, you know, putting them out and making that investment in their landscaping or in their home garden area, that, you know, we want to help them to make sure they're getting the right variety, picking the right soil, and making the right investment.
Perfect. Okay. We got about a minute left in this segment. Where do we go from there? Where we just wait, twiddle our thumbs for them to grow?
We're going to talk about when you purchase a plant and what you're going to do when you purchase a plant, because we've already got the hole dug, we've had our soil analyzed, and we're ready to look at the plant and drop it in the hole.
Sure. Okay. So I guess where are people purchasing plants?
Well, you can buy blueberry plants at a lot of, you know, the local stores, your lawn and garden centers, or, you know, even some of these bigger box like, you know, Lowe's or Menards. Mm-hmm. But you can also buy them from someone local. And, you know, Hartman Plant Company, they're local. They are in Lakota, Michigan. It's family. It's Dennis and Treat's brother. And they have a wonderful nursery over there. And they're very accommodating and welcoming.
Okay. Well, since we're at it right now, what's their contact information?
Well, they have a lot of different ways that you can contact them. But you can go online is probably the easiest. And they'll even take an order online. You can just go to HartmansPlantCompany.com and then go to the retail section, and they have everything there. Or you can call them at 1-269-253-4281 and talk with Dan or their person. Sure they're all very knowledgeable there, but you're going to want to talk to them about what you're going to do with that blueberry and talk to them more a little bit in depth about the soils and different things like that.
Okay. All right. Well, more about planting blueberry bushes when we come back on the Blueberry Chicks or the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
First thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that, you know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
door.
We're back on Rob Bird's Boondock Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz, sponsored by the Blueberry Store. And we've got Treat Hartman, and we have Shelly Hartman, and also Hillary Fisher, who is in here. She's on a defective mic right now. Just kind of, you can say hi.
Okay,
she is there, but I can't get good levels on her right now. I've got something wrong with the system, so she's being kind and patient here. But all right, well, I've got on the desk here. There's a blueberry bush. It's I wouldn't call it a bush. I'd call it a blueberry stick. It's about 3.5 feet tall. Looks like it's been cut twice, so it's been split twice, right? So it's got four. I don't know what your term you guys use for that.
Branches.
So it's got four branches. All right. So it looks like. It just looks like a kind of a stick with branches right now. So now that this is what gets picked up at the store, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now being radio and all. I tried to explain it as much as possible because we can't show it, obviously.
Well, at this point, it's not real pretty.
No.
Okay? But one of the things when you're selecting, you know, your bush, you're going to want to make sure up at the top you can see those buds. And those buds are kind of what's telling about the plant and, you know, like, is it alive? Is there green in there? Which there are. And some of those are fruit bud, the ones that are a little bit more swelled, and the smaller ones are leaf buds. So you want to make sure that you have adequate fruit buds and leaf buds on your plant when you're getting ready to purchase it.
Okay.
Then you're going to buy it and treat. We're now getting ready to plant this in the yard. And you get this, and you're going to look at it and say, do I need to take any of this stuff off, or do I just drop it in the hole?
Well, you do a little bit. It doesn't take a whole lot. So you want to break up that root ball because it is very, like I said before, the fibrous root system. So it's just really tight.
Yeah.
So you're going to take a razor knife or something like that and break it up.
Just score the size.
Yes. And it's okay to cut the roots because they're very fibrous or very thin. Like threads, but they will manifest.
That's actually
more.
Very healthy for them to do so.
It invigorates them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And take any weeds. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few there.
Or if there's stragglers around the bottom, you might want to get rid of those because it
anything
might affect.
Dead,
yep.
Anything dead? Yeah. A little scrawny little branch or whatever. Yeah, that just doesn't take away from the plant if mm-hmm. it's dead. But if like this one here. I would take that off because that would just take away from the growth of the plant.
Sure. Right. Now, how deep are we going to put it in there? How far down is it going to go?
Well, you notice this is in a container.
Yes.
So you see where the soil level is now. You just go.
Okay.
Or
so
this is a radio
it's
show.
Probably
go,
about well, 8. You know, I'd say 8 to 10 inch pot.
Well, that tall. Wouldn't even matter because it's the nursery soil line, where it came from the nursery, where it came, where it was grown. So that's where your baseline is. And then when you plant it in your hole, you're going to amend the soil down below and then amend the soil also with the sphagnum peat moss, the natural soil you have. So you're going to have a hole with sphagnum peat moss in it, and then you're going to want to put this plant in it, but it's going to be too deep.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're finished, you only want a half inch to inch above the nursery soil mm-hmm. line.
Yeah, don't plant them too deep.
And you want to compact it down so the air pockets are out
mm-hmm.
of the soil, so you kind of stomp on it.
Yeah, right.
And when you're done, you know, compact it down and then finish it up with any soil that you need. And then after that, you put some mulch on top. And most people use bark.
The help keep chunks. That moisture in a bit.
Yeah, and weeds down, things like that. So that goes about 2 inches above, 2 to 4. Inches mm-hmm. above the new soil line that you've created.
Okay. So that the soil line that you created, you want, after you put that in, it goes straight across from where the old soil was, so it's level.
But right. A half inch to inch you can have.
Okay.
Above.
And then put some wood chips or mulch, something on top that's going to... Is there anything else that people use, like hay or anything that works
they
well?
They do. They even use newspapers or whatever you're kind of used to, because there's really nothing... wrong that you can use. I imagine that, like walnut, I think a walnut has properties to it that would be toxic to some plants or whatever.
Well, we have about three normal. Minutes left in our half hour here, so whatever we do here, we have to make sure we get to that ending. So your bush is in the ground. You've got it planted.
Beautiful.
It's
great.
It's done exactly how it's supposed to
and
be
then
done.
What are you going to do?
How do you care for it?
Water it.
Okay.
Water it and water it.
And you put fertilizer on it a couple times a year or so, and it's usually an acidic fertilizer, mm-hmm. like an azalea, rhododendron that you can buy at the local garden center, sure. you know, just something like that. They're very easy to grow. Another thing I did want to mention is what your area that you're going to plant it in. This bush will get 5 foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or more.
And not just 5 foot tall. They get wide. 5 foot wide,
yes.
too, right?
Mm-hmm. So make sure you give it enough space. And you can plant it, if you wanted to plant like 3 or 4, you could make a hedge type of a thing.
Have you guys ever done any topiaries out of blueberry bushes? That sounds kind of fun.
There is a plant called top hat that kind of mimics that bonsai type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There
so
are.
It kind of grows that way.
All right. So we got 2 minutes left
here.
Okay.
So let's talk about, we got everything and, you know, however, we know we're just touching on it and you can't really see, but, you know, we went ahead and we have a video that we're going to be putting on the YouTube channel.
It's already there.
All right. Mm-hmm. On how to plant a blueberry bush. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to actually see all this and then listen to what we're trying to explain and then see it visually. And then we also, on our site, have put a cheat sheet of blueberry bushes, planting and care. So you'll be able to then download that and read that and familiarize yourself
with it. And that's at theblueberrystore.com, right?
Yep. And then, you know, again, where you select your plants, depending on how detailed you want to get, you can go over to Hartman's Plant Company, and Dan over there will definitely steer you in the right direction because the different varieties, they're all wonderful blueberries, but it just depends on what you're going to use the blueberries for is the variety that you're going to want to choose.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so here we are. We're narrowing in. What's are we good to go? Where the bush is thriving, you're watering it all year. In 7 years, after sitting there watching it all summer long, every summer in 7 years, you might have some blueberries.
Well, yeah, because you're going to have to watch out for our wildlife because, of course, they love blueberries.
They do like blueberries.
Too. So we're going to have to make sure if you're watching your plants grow, make sure that if the wild animals start getting around and eating or trying to harvest, you know, feed themselves off of it, you're going to want to do something to protect yourself.
Who's the biggest culprit? Deer? Birds?
Turkeys. Wild turkeys. Deer.
All right.
You name it.
Okay. Well, that's good stuff. Hillary, I'm going to have to ask you to try to do it. I'm going to crank you way up here. Contact information for the blueberry store if you want to find out more.
It's theblueberrystore.com. Go downtown. The store is open. We have an 800 number.
I might have to tape that to the wall for you. All right. Well, that was good stuff. Now that we know how to plant a blueberry, we may not know how to
Hillary,
get a hold of.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, we may not know how to get a hold of the blueberry store, but we do know how to plant a blueberry bush. So, ladies, that was awesome, and I want to say thank you once again for being part of the show.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, that was it for the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.